This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
House Speaker at Southern Border.
The situation here and across the country is truly unconscionable.
Trump appeals Colorado ballot ban to U.S. Supreme Court.
It's very likely that they'll hear this case.
U.S. response to deadly Iran blasts.
We were not involved.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Justice Department is suing Texas over a law that would allow police in that state to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. The lawsuit accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson and dozens of other GOP congressmen have made a stop to the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, blaming President Biden for the migrant crisis.
With each passing day, each record broken, this administration's dereliction of duty becomes more and more dangerous and more infuriating. And we are here to say that it must stop.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
Border officials told CBS News agents were spread so thin that they could only guard around 4 miles of border in the area around Eagle Pass, leaving over 90% unpatrolled. On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said his members are the ones trying to craft a deal.
It's very nice that they have a trip to the border, but the only way to solve this is here, working in a bipartisan way.
Former President Trump asks the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado ruling barring him from the primary ballot under the Constitution's insurrection clause. CBS News legal contributor Thane Rosenbaum.
If they decide to hear this case, which I suspect they will hear it on an emergency basis, because the whole point is that Super Tuesday is March 5th, and what's happened is that the Supreme Court of Colorado has legally disqualified President Trump from being on a ballot.
The latest request comes a day after Trump appealed a similar decision in Maine. A law enforcement official confirms to CBS News that the authorities are aware of a bomb threat sent by email to numerous state government officials across the country, claiming that an explosive device was planted in their state capital. The FBI characterizes the threats as a hoax, but says it takes it seriously and asks the public to report any and all suspicious activity or individuals to law enforcement immediately. In Iran, word is at least 103 people were killed in blasts at a ceremony honoring a general who died in a 2020 U.S. airstrike. A senior advisor to Iran's president blames Israel and the U.S. for the twin blasts, according to State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
The United States was not involved in any way, and any suggestion to the contrary is ridiculous. We have no reason to believe that Israel was involved in this explosion.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 285 points. The Nasdaq fell 174. Now this.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jersey imam identified as Hassan Sharif is shot and killed outside of his Newark, New Jersey mosque. Police say he was struck more than once. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says the investigation is ongoing, but adds,
the evidence collected thus far does not indicate that this was an act motivated by bias or an act of domestic terrorism.
No one is in custody. Car makers are posting strong 2023 sales gains. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert reports from Detroit.
GM sales were up 14%, Honda 31%, and Toyota 6%. Auto Trader analyst Michelle Krebs says after pandemics, chip shortages, and strikes, the car business is returning to normal.
We think normal's good, more predictable. We don't anticipate a recession.
Krebs says buyers may even find more deals on new vehicles in 2024. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The FDA is looking into new side effects that might be linked to popular weight loss and diabetes drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic. More from CBS's Alexander Tin.
The agency says it is now probing the possibility that patients taking so-called GLP-1 medications like Wegovy and Ozempic, which have boomed in popularity for their use in weight loss, might be at greater risk of three new issues: suicidal ideation, alopecia, aka hair loss, and aspiration, a complication during anesthesia when food goes down the windpipe.
A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. Military Academy at West Point can continue to consider race in admissions for now. The judge has rejected a request for a preliminary injunction sought by the group Students for Fair Admissions, which was behind the successful U.S. Supreme Court challenge to race-conscious college admissions policies. The ruling came after a federal judge in Maryland last month rejected a similar request by the same group to prevent the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis from considering race.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on a small-town tragedy in the Northeast.
Four children are dead after a fire broke out in a two-family house in the northeastern Connecticut town of Summers. The children were 5, 6, 8, and 12. John Roach is the town's fire chief.
This is a small community, so everybody knows everybody else. So these obviously are four kids that are in our community, so it definitely hurts.
Several people were hurt in the blaze, including one fireman. At least one person jumped from a window to escape the smoke and flames. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
America's employers posted 8.8 million job openings in November, down slightly from October and the fewest since March 2021. But demand for workers remained strong by historical standards. The number of job vacancies dipped from 8.9 million in October, and the number of people quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in the labor market, fell to its lowest level since February 2021. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.